Look into the night sky. See those stars twinkling? Every time a child is born, a new star shines in the firmament. Big Bang Theory tells us that all matter came into being at the same instant. All matter began as stardust, and that's what we are made of. It's a romantic idea, I know, but easier to imagine if the new star is a grandchild. The specialness, the charm, the brilliance, and the beauty. This is magic for grandparents. When each of my grandchildren was a baby, I informed the parents how advanced the baby was in all ways. See? He's already focusing. Look at her. Did you ever know a two-week-old who smiled? You know the rest. They call it grandma vision. I was right, of course. It just took months or years for the parents to see what I saw in my arms from the very start. Grandparents over time get accustomed to their special duties. Slow down. Listen carefully and respond thoughtfully. Sing the old songs and tell the family stories. Play infinite card games and reread favorite books until they are committed to failing memory. Grandparents have a serious responsibility to hug and to snuggle, to play what the child wants to play, and to help the spirit flourish. For many grandparents, this is the opportunity to become the parent they didn't have the time or the energy to be with their own children. Burdened with the inevitable demands of raising children, needing to be in two places at the same time, running the household and accommodating hectic schedules, we found it almost impossible to devote enough thoughtful time and attention to our children, no matter how hard we tried. We ran out of patience and we ran out of steam. If we remember with regret those moments, and many of us do, then here's our second chance. Babies arrive with a clean slate, which we can fill with the patience and acceptance we may not have been able to give our children. Eye contact. When my first grandchild was a tiny baby, I spent one morning a week watching him so his mother could get a break. She left me little packets of pumped breast milk in case he got hungry. I was so glad when he wanted to eat. I loved to hold this small person in my arms and look into his eyes. It changed my whole body. I relaxed. I felt warm and easy. Those big black eyes were blank at first. I didn't mind. My eyes were not blank. They were filled with joy at the miracle in my arms. Soon his eyes began to wander, looking at a light or at a leaf. When his eyes would move toward my face, I could see a minuscule bit of baby comprehension. I sang him a song while he glanced at the leaves. I learned the song from watching Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, when this baby's father was a child. Tree, tree, tree. Maybe you remember it. A few notes and a few words. The baby would catch the sound of my voice and turn to me. Then his eyes would wander back to the leaves on the tree behind the couch. It was such a peaceful time. These moments of eye contact changed me. They made me experience relaxed love for the baby and trust in the return of his love. Unconditional. All I had to do was hold him, feed him, love him. How could it be otherwise? The baby had no knowledge of me, my flaws, my personality, my relationships, all the things that make me worry or feel bad. He gave me nothing to criticize or worry about. An infant has a big future, but not much of a past. Stardust. Unconditional love is the magic bridge that spans the generations. We love them unconditionally, and they love us back without reservations. It's a two-way experience. It grows the children and gentles the grandparents. Stardust is the feeling, but family is the reality. We are flesh and bone, and we have history and memory. We have conflicts and resolution. We have joy and we have sorrow. In this magical mix of the generations, we consider what it is to be a grandparent and what it takes to keep our conflicts to a minimum and our joy at the maximum.